Our subject is, the question is, how important is Sunday school? In Deuteronomy chapter 6, verse 5 through 9, we read, "You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your strengths. And these words which I command you today shall be in your heart, and you shall teach them diligently to your children, and shall talk of them when you sit in your house, when you walk by the way, when you lie down, and when you rise up." And we would say, we would add, stuff it in their throat, right? I mean, always talking about the words of God. "You shall bind them as a sign on your hand, and they shall be as frontlets between your eyes. You shall write them on the doorposts of your house and on your gates." I don't know about you, but it is good to see the Sunday school program growing and functioning. Graduation really means a new start for the young people. A new phase is beginning. And we pray that the coming developing and challenging years will help these young people to grow and become mighty in spirit as they continue to study and explore God's Word. There is so much to learn in God's Word. I have now studied and read God's Word, especially since May of 1974. And I still have huge, huge things to learn out of God's Word. You see, we actually never graduate from the Bible. As long as we live, we need to learn. If we stop learning, we stop serving God. If we stop adding to our knowledge about God and His Word, we stop growing in the Spirit. Now, there are several reasons why children's Sunday school is neglected or is a neglected ministry in many churches. It is a lot of work to do Sunday school. It takes a lot of coordination. It takes a lot of commitment. And many adults don't want to teach for a whole year in Sunday school. They believe that it is too hard. And so, according to the Bible, many adults also despise children. Not that they don't like children, but many adults have the attitude children should be seen and not heard. And Jesus even talked about it. He said in Matthew 18, verse 10, "See that you do not despise one of these little ones." In other words, he implies that adults tend to despise little ones. "For I tell you that their angels in heaven always see the face of my Father in heaven." So the children are very precious in the eyes of Jesus. So we should never despise them. We should never neglect them. And as parents, you should never do the children wrong in that you don't bring them to Sunday school. Don't be selfish as parents. And I encourage every parent, if you have Sunday school age children and young people, they need to be in Sunday school every week, unless you travel on vacation somewhere and you skip a Sunday or two. But when you're home, when you come to church, make sure your children, young people, are in Sunday school. You say, "Well, you know, what are they going to learn? That's, you know, you know." You can have 1,000 excuses, but according to God's Word, there is no excuse. If you have an opportunity to bring your children to a Bible class where the Bible is being taught, you're doing them wrong by not bringing them. And then there's the other reason why Sunday school is often neglected. It's so easy to just focus on worship and on other aspects of the church life. It takes a lot of effort and manpower to run children's programs And many adults don't want anything to do. I don't know what to say to children, and I don't know what would I tell children. And well, simply tell them the stories of the Bible and tell them how that affected you. Now, I don't recommend that we enter a Sunday school class and start a lesson. Look, when I was your age, I did this and this. You know, the children don't like to hear that. I discovered that myself. But anyway, it takes a lot of effort and dedication to have a Sunday school program. And thirdly, I think children's ministry are difficult sometimes, and sometimes we adults don't see the immediate results. We don't see visible fruit. We're so success orientated in our day and time that we want to see immediate results. When we have children's Sunday school, it's more of a seed sowing time. It's more of a, we have to be very patient, because God's word needs time to affect the spirit of our children. And so our text here contains powerful challenges to all parents and also to Sunday school teachers. And it must be noticed that the primary instructors of the Bible always remain the parents. If you don't instruct your children in the Bible at home, we as a congregation cannot replace that. Sunday school is not a replacement of what you should do at home. That you should read the Bible with your children, that you should focus on, and it's amazing to me how some families, they read the old King James Version with their little children too, and the thys, the thous, and these. I don't necessarily recommend that. I think there are children's Bibles. I think there are translations. And if you are insistent on using the King James Version when they become teenagers or older, you can give them a King James Version and then continue the tradition if that's what you desire. But as a parent, the children need to know that the Word of God lives richly in us, that we are devoted to the Word of God, that we don't just profess to be Christians, that we don't have a name, that we're not just religious, but that we really mean it, that we really like and love the Word of God. And it is important that we listen to the command to teach our children. The Bible repeatedly reveals the importance of training our children, not only to give them a lesson or to give them a lecture about God's Word, but to train them in the Word of God. Abraham, or even Adam, he obviously taught his sons the need of offering, because Cain and Abel brought offerings, and they had learned it from their father. And God commanded, or actually commended Abraham for his teaching his children. And it says in Genesis chapter 18, verse 19, that he commanded his children to keep the ways of the Lord. Now, will the Word of God always work the way that a parent intended to? Did Abraham fail Ishmael? Since Ishmael didn't walk in the ways of the Lord? No. But Abraham did his part. When we compare, when you look at Proverbs verses 5 verses 7, it says, "Hear me now, therefore, O ye children, and depart not from the words of my mouth." And you compare it with verse 13 in the same chapter, "And have if ye have not obeyed the voice of my teachers, nor inclined mine ear to them that instructed me," that was the child grew up and then resented or regretted that they didn't obey the voice of the teachers and the voice of those that instructed them. And then we realize that the Proverbs, the Bible, has a lot of this child-father relationships. It's mentioned in the Bible as a student-teacher. The father is the teacher. The child is the student. And for a lot of parents, it's like, well, whatever you want, whatever you want. If my child, I've heard parents say, if my children, when they grow up, I want them to choose whether they want to go to church or not. And it's interesting where a lot of parents are there, they wait until their children beg them and say, Dad and Mom, you need to come with us to Sunday school. You need to come with us to church. We really like Sunday school. And Dad and Mom say, well, I don't know. I mean, maybe we'll come one day. That is not right. That is not scriptural. The parents need to be upfront and teach the children. God has provided the best children's training manual. And loved ones, the best children's training manual is and remains the Bible, God's Word. Especially the book of Proverbs. And much of Proverbs was written from the perspective of the father giving instructions and teachings to his children or his son. Jesus Christ himself set the example of being a diligent student of the Word of God when he was a child. He was 12 years old. He was in the temple. He was discussing this heavy doctrine of the Old Testament. I mean, there was no New Testament. And so he was so fascinated by the Word of God, even as a young boy. And that's what we should follow. That's what we should encourage our young people to be. Be students of the Word. Be eager to learn more of the Bible. I wonder what my Sunday school teacher is going to teach today. I can't wait. I look forward to another story, another lesson, something I can learn out of God's Word that I can take home and think about and get excited about. You see, what is learned as a child is seldom forgotten. We may think, oh, this child didn't pay much attention during Sunday school. They didn't learn much in Sunday school. And it's discouraging, right? But sometimes that's the impression we get. But as they hear the Word of God year after year and go through the Sunday school classes from one class to another as they age and they learn, and all of a sudden, one Sunday, it just clicks with them and they know in their hearts and they will never forget that. Children, especially boys, like pictures. And I always loved pictures. I loved picture Bibles. Well, they have these, you know, when Isaac, I remember seeing, we had a picture Bible when I grew up. It was black and white pictures. And I remember seeing the picture where Abraham sacrificed Isaac and where he took the knife. And he was about to strike Isaac, and then the angel held his hand back and said, now I know that you fear the Lord. I will never forget that picture. I saw it as a child. I saw how David slew Goliath, and those stories were so fascinating to me. Loved ones, we have a great storybook. But the Bible is more than a storybook. And we will see this in a little bit. God expects us to prepare our children to know their Creator when they are young. Ecclesiastes chapter 12, verse 1. Seek and know your Creator in your youth. Before the days will come, you will say, I don't like the days. Before you get calloused, before your heart gets hardened, before it's almost impossible to believe that there is a God of creation, before you have seen all the turmoil in the world and Satan has blinded you and Satan has got you all confused and all messed up, before that happens, know and believe that God is there. He is above all this earthly calamity and suffering. The Bible is a book of instructions and principles. It's very important to remember this as a fact, And here we may disappoint some people and some families. That Sunday school is actually not a time of entertainment. You can be entertained at home. You can be entertained in other places. But Sunday school is a time of instruction in the holy word of God. It's a time to pay attention. It's a time where we get inspired in the well-proven Bible for all generations. The Bible teaches us that we must adjust our method of instruction to the age groups too. And I could mention a lot about that, but what is important is that principles are taught in the Word of God. I want you to be clear on this. When we teach the Word of God, we sow seeds and we teach principles, even the stories. We don't just mere have a story and it's the story for a story's sake. No, every story has a lesson. Every story has a principle. It's not a set of rules or regulations to be followed. We know that the Ten Commandments, of course, you shall not do this, you shall do this, you shall not do this. That would be easy if we just had a set of rules and then we could check it off. Okay, done that, done that, done that, accomplished, accomplished. Okay, I'm done with the rules. No, it's principles. Principles that help us to form a Christ-like lifestyle. Principles that must be adopted, believed. Principles that must be applied and practiced. You cannot learn them without practicing them. And it takes a lifetime to learn them. It's kind of like, if we don't learn, and this is one of the things that we learn in Sunday school. In Sunday school, we need to learn to feed ourselves on the Word of God. It's almost like an appetizer. We get an appetizer on Sunday, and then during the week, we need to just get into the Word of God and say, what did my Sunday school teacher actually say? Have a lot of questions. How did they explain it? What was said, and how do I understand it? How do I apply it? Does this relate to my life? And that we feed on the Word of God. We shouldn't be dependent on just letting others feed us. Well, the pastor is there to give us a sermon, so I have enough to live on during the week. No. That would be like I give you a fish every day, and every day you can eat. Until you get tired of fish, of course. But if I teach you how to fish, guess what? You can fish yourself, and you can feed yourself for a lifetime. If I give you one fish, you have for one day. But if you know how to fish, then you can feed yourself for a lifetime. This is how it is with the instructions of the Word of God. We learn in Sunday school, we learn in church how to feed ourselves on the Word of God. And that's so important. The results of teaching children is of eternal values. And we need to remember this always. We, for example, have and are inviting everyone to Vacation Bible School. Send your children to Vacation Bible School. We say it's another Vacation Bible School. It's a lot of work. It is tiring. Now, I remember we did Vacation Bible School in the Seminole Church of God. And we did it for 2 weeks during the day. We were at the church about 5 hours a day, every day for 2 weeks. We were so exhausted, so tired. But 25 years later, and we went back to Seminole to celebrate with them, we met some of those students that were in the class that time. And they said, remember the first Vacation Bible School with 26 children, and then we worked it up to over 70 children. And remember that, and remember that. Yes, we did remember. But at the time, it seemed like it was a lot of work. It was so exhausting. We didn't know if it was going to bear fruit or not. But it does. It is worth it. And loved ones, just have a vision. The vision that I see is this, that this year, the possibility, is that young children will walk through those doors that have never been here before, and some of them will be Timothys of the Bible, if you know what I mean. And that one of them or two of them will later be called for a special task in God's kingdom, to be called a minister. Can you imagine this? Just see the children in this, through this prism of what, how God sees them, the potential of how God could use this life or that life to His glory and honor. And you and I get to participate in planting the seed. And planting the seed of love, the seed of the Word of God into their hearts and minds. The salvation of youngsters is so, such a blessing. In 1 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 27, Paul says, "But God has chosen the foolish things of the world to confound the wise, even the children He has chosen, that no flesh would glory in His presence." So when a child is saved and his life is wonderfully transformed, that is God glorifying. And it pleases God every time. And loved ones, Sunday school is also a preparation for service and soul winning. We don't just come to learn and feed on the Word of God ourselves. We want to share. We want to learn how to share the gospel with others. Listen to this, if you will, before we close. When and if we learn to study properly in Sunday school, we can be rightly prepared to share the great message of God's forgiveness and salvation through our own testimony and through the Scriptures. Look at our text again. "These words which I command you, you shall take them and read them to your children." No, the Bible says, "They shall be in your heart." And He speaks to the parents, to the teachers, to the ministers. There was once a young lady that came to our church in California, and she was quite educated. She had attended seminary, and we wanted her to teach a Sunday school class. And the Sunday school director asked her about her past and said, "Could you teach this in this class?" And she said, "Yes, but I need you to know something." She said, "I don't believe in the literal 6 days of creation. But I will teach it if you want me to. I will teach it to the children." And the Sunday school director said, "No, you can't teach what you don't believe. The Bible says here, these words that I command you today shall be in your heart." And this is that we share God's word from our hearts, that we share from our own experience, that we share with the depth of our hearts, and we say, "Yes, everything I teach, I believe. And I experience myself." "Then you shall teach them diligently to your children and shall talk of them when you sit in your house." Because it will come so natural to talk about it if you have these words, the Word of God in your heart. And the working fruit for eternity, for eternal rewards, is priceless. One day the great King will call us. If we have been patient, if we have been faithful in sharing God's word with the children and young people, He will say, "Well done, you good and faithful servant. Come and inherit what I have for you. I have a surprise for you." And God will have many surprises for us in heaven. And I think one of the surprises will be that He will send us people that we have touched in our lives, that we have influenced, and they will come before us and thank us for being faithful servants. May God help us to see the importance of Sunday school and the teaching of the Word of God. This is a very exciting program, and I want to encourage you and encourage others. Encourage your neighbors, encourage families, because we live in a time where the new generation doesn't know hardly anything, nothing at all about the Bible, about God's Word. They don't learn it in school, not allowed. And so we need to make up for that at home and at church. May God help us. You see, the congregation, Sunday school program, the youth meetings are there to assist the families and to reinforce God's Word in their lives. But we can't do it all alone. You need to do your part at home, and I hope you do that. May God help us that we would have the finest Sunday school and with the widest community outreach, even in here in Winnipeg, in this area. And we want to continue to uphold our Sunday school teachers and directors in prayer. Let's encourage them. Let's encourage one another and say, you know, I really appreciate you doing this, because your work is not in vain. It will bear fruit down the road. We believe that with all our hearts. May God bless us. Amen.